Hey girl, welcome to Fearless and Unleashed, where we'll learn tips and tricks to live our best life. We are leaving fear behind, ladies, reaching our goals, having some fun while being authentically us. I'm Jeanette Sachs. I'm a mama of three beautiful girls, married to my best friend. I'm a wellness coach and entrepreneur. I'm all about living fearlessly, going after those scary business goals, getting fit while eating ice cream, and simplifying life. I believe when we get out of our own way, we become the best versions of ourselves. So get ready, girl, because we're about to change your life. Hey there, friend. How are you? Hope you're having a great day. So today we're going to talk about five wellness habits for busy women, especially if you're a busy entrepreneur woman, because I know how that feels like. Sometimes you're all over the place trying to do all the things, trying to show up for everybody, and life can get a little hectic. If you're a stay-at-home mom, life can get a little hectic, right? We're always busy. We're always doing something. So I wanted to give you guys five wellness habits that you can create so that you're at least taking care of yourself and taking a moment. In your busy life, there's always something we can do for our health, for our wellness, even if we're super, super busy. Sometimes we get into this habit of thinking that because we're so busy, we can't take time for ourselves. We can't take time to take care of ourselves, and we just have to keep going. But the reality is that if you take some time away from how busy you are, from all the things that you think you have to do, what ends up happening is you actually improve the way that you show up to everything that you're doing. When you take time for yourself, you're actually going to benefit a lot more. I know it feels like you're taking time away from all the things you're doing, and you feel like you're not going to accomplish as much because you're taking time for yourself, but that's really just not the case. That time that you're taking away equals up to so much time that you're going to be able to give to everything else in a much better way because you're going to be feeling better. So let's go right into it. So number one is to read for 20 minutes a day. Now my preference, and if I can suggest this to you, is to read a fiction book, something fun that kind of just takes your mind away from the world, away from your responsibilities, away from everything, and you just enjoy a really, really good book. This is my favorite thing to do. In fact, let me recommend a book for you. I am reading Night Road by Christine Hanna. I have read three of her books, The Nightingale. I also read The Four Winds. All three of them are absolutely amazing. Today, I'm hoping, well, actually, I am going to finish because I'm really close to it. I will be finishing Night Road, and it was my mama heart broke. It was literally, if you're a mom, you're just gonna love this book. This woman just knows how to write. She just does. I would recommend you check out all her books. I am literally gonna read all of the books that she's written. But fiction books, they just take you into another life, you know, and you forget everything and you're entertained. And it's fun. It's kind of like watching TV, but so much better for your brain. So I would recommend that you read for 20 minutes a day. Fiction is best, in my opinion, just for fun. But you can also read whatever you're interested in. So pick what you like, try different things, research some recommendations, see what books people are talking about. I would say if you're doing it to relax and kind of decompress and remove yourself from work, I would say stay away from any personal development things or any business books because then it kind of feels like work. Try to pick something for fun. Wellness habit number two is to take a 15-minute walk around your neighborhood, either first thing in the morning or in the evenings to end your day. Or honestly, you can do both if you have the time. This is going to be so good, just getting some fresh air, getting outside, you're getting some movement in, which is so good for you. So I would do a quick 15-minute walk around your neighborhood in the morning, in the evening, or both. Number three is to stretch for 5 minutes when you're going from one work task to another. Or when you're doing something, say you're cleaning your house and you're working in your bedroom and you're cleaning your bedroom. And now you're like, okay, now I got to go tackle the kitchen. Take a 5 minute break to just stretch. If you work from home or even if you work somewhere else, well, I don't know if you're going to be able to stretch. I'm sure there's something you can do if you work somewhere else. But a lot of people listening to this probably do work from home. If you're not, girl, find a corner in the office you work in. Go to the bathroom for a minute and stretch for 5 minutes. Okay, before you transition from one big project to another. I do this since I work from home. I will focus on something for, say, a couple hours. And then if I'm going to change and work on something else, or even when I'm transitioning from work into mom life, you know, once I finish my work, I take some time to just kind of let that go. I stretch and then I move on to now it's time to cook dinner or now it's time to do something else, work on a different project. But take those 5 minutes and stretch. Number five is to clean one small space versus overwhelming yourself with the entire house. This could also be in your office. Say your office is a mess and you're like, I really need to organize my office. Maybe you can clean the desk and then the bookshelf and everything else later. Sometimes us ladies, we overwhelm ourselves with all the tasks. We think we have to do everything that day. We think we have to do all the things. I've always played around with my cleaning schedule. For example, I love my home being organized. I love my home being clean and everything put away. My kids are really good at this. They don't make messes, but that's because since they were little, we kind of got into this routine of them picking up after themselves, and they keep their rooms pretty clean. I don't have to go in there and clean it up as much. And so when it comes to the house, I love things being organized. And I think mainly is because when you live in an unorganized clutter, your brain gets cluttered. And for me, my home is everything. I work out here. I work here. This is where I live. Like, everything is here and I love it because I'm a homebody. And so things have to be put away and in their place, or else if I'm surrounded by clutter and I'm trying to have my creativity juices flowing, or I have a meeting to jump on and I'm going to be on camera and then it's just going to be chaos in the background, I can't focus. So I have to have my home organized. And so for me, it's really worked really well to just tackle one little thing at a time. Trying to clean my whole house in one day is usually doesn't feel great at the end if I'm doing the whole thing. Usually I have certain sections I do. On the weekend, I don't work. And so usually the weekends are my days to get most done. But it still feels like I'm not cleaning all day because there's certain sections. And it's because I divide it. I tackle one small area at a time and it just works. And the house somehow stays clean throughout the week. So when I do clean, I mean more like just taking some time to put things away, wiping things down. And then, of course, you have your days where you do deep cleaning. But even that, I feel like, goes by so fast because you're not having to tackle everything on that Saturday. I would encourage you to take a look at your cleaning routine and clean one small space at a time instead of overwhelming yourself trying to do it all in one day. And I know you're probably like, Jeanette, how is that a wellness habit? Girl, because what I said, clutter around you throws you off. I promise it does. Maybe you don't notice it, but I promise it does. You have to just give yourself a clean area and a clean space so that you can thrive. And number 5 for the wellness habit for busy women is to do one small act of kindness for yourself and one for someone else. This is such a good one, you guys. Doing something for yourself is great. You're going to feel great. The key here, though, that I like is doing something for someone else. This could be even your kids. This could be your husband. This could be your neighbor. This could be someone that you saw at the grocery store. This could be something that you do when you're out in your community. Do something kind for someone else every single day. Because when you do for someone else, it just feels good. It feels good in your heart. It feels good in your soul. And you made someone else's day better. So try to find one small thing. It doesn't have to be this large thing that takes up so much of your time and overwhelms you. No, it's like the smallest things are always the things that matter. So do one small act of kindness for yourself, because I know a lot of us also struggle with feeling guilty when we do anything for ourselves. It's okay, especially you mamas out there. You deserve it. People rely on you a lot. So you have to do for yourself and take care of yourself. It's not selfish. So do one small act of kindness for yourself and do one for someone else. It is going to change your life. I promise you. All right, friend, that's it. 5 easy wellness habits for busy women. You do these little things. I know sometimes we think we have to do these grand things, these giant things in order to have our lives change. It really doesn't work that way. It's all the tiny little things, all the small habits that we can start and create in our lives and do every single day. And with consistency and time, you notice how much of an impact those small little things have in your life, especially internally. It changes you internally. So make sure you take care of these things. All right, friend, I hope you enjoyed that, found it helpful. Please share it with someone that you know. And if you haven't yet, please do me a favor. Scroll down on Apple Podcasts and leave a rating for the podcast. That really helps the podcast continue and it helps it grow. And I would truly appreciate it. All right, friend, have a great day and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey girl, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, I would really appreciate it if you took a minute to head over to Fearless and Unleashed on iTunes and leave a review and subscribe to the show so you're notified when the episodes drop. Also, I'd love to connect over on social media, so head over to Instagram and say hi. You can find me at Jeanette Sachs or find the link below in the show notes. Okay, friend, go out and be fearlessly you. I'll see you soon.